For the first time since March, New York City has reported a daily COVID-19 death toll of zero. That was yesterday. Zooming out, cases are still on the rise in the U.S., but at a slower rate than in April. Let's bring in Dr. Rochelle Walensky, Chief of Infectious Diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital and Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. Doctor, welcome. And there were no new confirmed COVID-19 deaths in New York yesterday, although three people who were untested may have died from the disease. But still, when you compare that to the peak in April, when the city was losing at least 500 people to the pandemic each day, what does it tell you?
Well, first, I think we should just celebrate an extraordinary event. Given how sick people have been, how we've seen footage of morgues, it's just been, it's been a rough many weeks. And so I think we should celebrate this really extraordinary achievement. What I will say is that when you start seeing the markers of death, they happen 5, 6, 7 weeks after your intervention to prevent them. And so that's actually quite frustrating because you will have an intervention like closing everything down, like the masks, like the social distancing, and you can't see the benefit immediately. And what this tells you is all of that incredibly hard work that we did to stop everything in its tracks worked. We're seeing it today. And so I think that that's really important to recognize that the marker of yesterday is because we worked so hard in, you know, April.
Okay, so then given that timeline of 5, 6, 7 weeks, let me bring two items to your attention. Jacksonville, Florida reopened its beaches on April 17th, which was 7 weeks ago. We talked about it at the time. A lot of people were worried that that was going to mean a spike in cases. They haven't seen that. Georgia allowed many businesses to reopen 6 weeks ago. Do you think that the fact that we haven't seen significant spikes in those states means that what they have done is not catastrophic to the goal, which is to reduce the amount of cases and deaths?
Not yet. So I think that, you know, this is all, you know, one person infects two people, infects four people. So I think, you know, we are starting to see the data. We have to watch it really carefully. I think we should wait another 4 or 5 weeks for us to say this was a win. I think it's way too early to say that it's a win. If you look at the map of Florida, the cases that have been considered hotspots in Florida are along the coasts. That's also where there's more crowding along the coasts. I'm not ready to say that this was all a success and we should go back to life as normal by any stretch of the imagination. Time will tell. And certainly the day that you open the beaches, we shouldn't say 7 weeks later is when you're going to see the deaths. I mean, I think we really just need to wait.
President Trump says we shouldn't wait in his news conference today. He's saying states that are still locked down should reopen, that schools should reopen. What are your thoughts on how that reopening can take place at this point? A lot of people are wearing masks, taking steps to lower their risk of transmitting the virus. Is there a way at this point that we can start to open things up in a different way than maybe a month ago or 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I have one of the big challenges with this is for the last 3 months, the public has heard from us all the things you can't do. And I really think now is the time to say, these are all the things you can do, and here is how to do it safely. Because what's very clear is we can't stay in our current state forever, right? And people are going to be anxious to go out and start recuperating in some normalcy of life. So the question is, how do you do that safely? And I think we need to start offering some more guidance in that space. I don't think it's public spaces, no masks, lots of crowding. I don't think that's the answer. But I do think if we had shifts or sizes of numbers of people that could be entering stores, everybody wearing masks, people in different sections of the store so that they're not all on top of each other, there should be some guidance that we can give people to sort of say, this is the safe way to re-engage in a shopping mall or in a hairdresser. And I think that that's on us, and there's statewide guidance in many different states in order to do that. And I think it's really important to do. The public wants to know that information.
Let me finally ask you, just maybe for some glimmers of hope here, is there anything you've seen when it comes to a possible vaccine or treatment in the last week or so that encourages you?
So I think that there's a lot of exciting news in vaccines. There has been in the last 2 weeks or so. The Moderna mRNA vaccine is in phase two trials. They're talking about phase three large-scale trials starting as early as July. Similarly, the AstraZeneca adenovirus vaccine is really looking to scale up, and Dr. Fauci has been very vocal that he's really quite optimistic about the timeline here. I want to be cautious and say we're going to have a vaccine by X date. But I do believe that by the fall, we'll have three or four of these vaccine options in phase three large-scale clinical trials. I always like to state something with regard to the vaccine trials. The best, quickest way to get a vaccine trial is to have a lot of disease out there, right? So you vaccinate a whole bunch of people. They all get exposed because there's so much disease out there. And then you know who got prevented, who was prevented by the vaccine of not getting disease. The problem with this summer, and it's a good problem to have, is we're really hopeful we don't have a lot of disease out there. And so, you know, probably in the fall, are likely to see more disease, and that's really where we're going to be able to see the endpoint of some of these vaccine trials. But I do think that it's good news that these vaccine trials are enrolling in large scale or looking to by the summer, and that by the fall, and hopefully by the end of the year, we should have some efficacy data to be able to roll some of these out.
That is Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who's chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital and a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Doctor, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.